teaching English at the university in my province, and so my time was limited on studying Chinese.
我在中国的时候，我是借着英文教英文，在大学里面教英文所以我不是有很多时间可以好好学习我的中文。
So I know some words when you're speaking and singing in Chinese, and I enjoy listening to it.
但是你们在唱中文歌的时候，我多少还能够听得懂一些。
But it would have been very helpful for me to know the right words so that when the brother was leading the singing, I would know that when the women are supposed to sing, I am not supposed to sing.
但是如果能够多理解一点中文的话，对我会有帮助所以在领诗的这个道宪弟兄当中说女孩子唱的时候，我才知道说我不应该唱。
Because Pastor Andrew has a wonderful voice. He sings very loud.
你们的牧师的这个声量很好，他的这个声量非常大。
And suddenly, as we were singing, he was very quiet, and I knew I was in trouble.
但是大家在唱歌的时候，他突然变得非常安静，所以我知道我有问题了。
It has been a pleasure to get to know your pastor. I know of him through a friend, Terry Smith, that some of you may know.
我其实认识你们牧师是经过你们的另外印度牧师 Terry Smith。
Terry Smith and I took classes many years ago, and we've been good friends through the years.And so it was a special pleasure for me to meet one of his friends who has now become one of my friends, Pastor Andrew.
Terry Smith 以前跟我在一起曾经修过课所以现在有机会因借的话能够认识你们的牧师。
So I wish that I could preach to you in Chinese. Perhaps in a few years after we've spent more time in China, I will come back, I will speak in Chinese.
我希望将来我会有机会在你们当中用中文来跟你们传讲信息。
But I can at least say 我是老人 which is why I have a hard time learning Chinese. 我是老人 Want me to translate that for you?
他讲的是有山东口音的中文。
That's okay.
I say that you speak with Shantanese accent.
Ah, okay. I did not know that.
Translator is not supposed to be doing that. Sorry. Thank you.
Take the Bibles with me this morning and turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, please.
请各位翻开圣经看哥林多后书五章第九节。
As I have gotten to know your pastor, I have found that we have some similar interests when it comes to some of the studying that we have done.
当我慢慢认识你们的牧师的时候，我开始理解说我们其中我们两个有共同的这个兴趣。当我们开始要传讲信息的时候。
As we have studied God's word in different locations, we have also learned from God's word how to help people with God's word.
当我们在不同的地方传讲神的信息的时候，我们就学习说用不同的神的话语来跟鼓励大家。
One of the verses that has been very important to me as I have worked with people to help them in their Christian life has been a verse here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我以前经常喜欢用这些经节来鼓励大家，就是在哥林多后书里面第五章。
It is verse 9. Verse 9 is a very important verse for all of us as we consider our life as a believer.
第五章第九节这一节经节对信徒来讲是一个非常重要的经节。
Paul is writing here and he says, For us as believers, we have it as our goal, our ambition to please God.
保罗说我们活在这个地上做基督徒的，我们的目标是要来荣耀我们的神。
And I have often used this verse in my own life as well as in other people's lives to remind usthat everything we do in life must be to please God.
我自己在我的生命里面也经常用这些经节来鼓励我自己，就是说我在我的生命里面我的是要来荣耀神的。
So a few years ago, when a man was teaching from this passage of scripture, he says, in chapter 5, there's a very important verse. I thought it must be verse 9.
所以几年前当我听到一个传道人在传讲信息的时候他说在哥林多后书第九章里面有一个很重要的经节那时候我就想到说哦，那一定是这一节经节。
And the verse that he said he wanted us to look at though was verse 7 and I thought I don't know what verse 7 is.
但是突然他说是第七节那时候我就突然想到说
So I looked at that verse. Would you look at that verse with me? Chapter 5 and verse 7, please.
请大家跟我一起看第七节。
Paul pauses to say this. He says, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
保罗在这里讲说，因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Now that seems like a very simple truth. Yes, we know as a Christian we are to walk by faith and not by sight.
听起来这个好像是非常简单的一个信息。我们确实应该要凭着信心，而不是凭着眼见。
And honestly, it's a short enough verse that perhaps if we said it 3 or 4 times this morning, you could walk out of here and have that verse memorized. It's that short.
而且这些经节非常的短所以如果你在这边你会回想这个经节两三次的话，说不定你走出这个教堂的时候，你说不定都已经背起来了。
But that isn't the difficulty.
但困难不是在这里。
The difficulty is, what does it mean to walk by faith and not by sight?
但是困难的是到底这句经节是什么意义，是真正的意义是什么。
And I want us to look at that subject this morning to understand what does it mean for you and for me each day to walk by faith and not by sight.
那我希望跟大家思考这件事情，就是到底我们在日常生活里面怎么样来应用这些经节。
Because you're going to worship today and fellowship with God's people, but tomorrow you will go to work, you will take care of your children, you will do many things.
今天我们在教堂里面，我们一起来敬拜神，但是你走出这个教堂，明天开始你要面对生活里面很多很多其他的问题要照顾小孩，你在事业上在工作上有很多的事情你需要面对。
And so if Paul is saying for you and for me we're supposed to walk by faith, we need to know how do we do that, how do we live by faith.
保罗这里说我们要凭着信心，不是凭着眼见，但是我们要怎么做。
In the two chapters, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and chapter 5, Paul is talking about his ministry and serving God.
在第四章跟第五章里面，保罗告诉我们他的这个服事是他的这个日常的这个行为。
And in the midst of his discussion of ministry, he talks about a view of looking at life in light of eternity, looking to the things we cannot see.
在他的服事上面，他需要考虑到说这个永久的价值这个我做的东西到底永久的价值是什么，那这个在将来的事情我眼睛不一定能够看得见。
Everything you can see in this room, everything you saw when you came to church, someday will all be gone.
现在你眼睛所看见的东西有一天都要过去。
But Paul says the things that we cannot see are the things that last forever, our God.
但是保罗提醒我们说我们所不能看见的那才是真正永久的。
So I want us to try to understand from 3 different passages of scripture, what does it mean for you and me every day to walk by faith?
今天我们希望能够从两处或三处的圣经的经节里面来理解到底我们靠着信心活是怎么样靠信心而活。
So I'm going to ask you if you would to turn to the book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament.
现在请各位翻到哈巴谷书第三章。
This is often one of the hardest books in the Old Testament to find.
通常这本书在旧约里面是最难找到的这本书。
Habakkuk only has 3 chapters, but they are a very powerful book.
哈巴谷书总共只有三章，但是这里面信息是非常有力的信息。
This book is called One of the Minor Prophets. It's not minor because it has a very unimportant message. It's been called a minor prophet because it's a small book.
这本书通常是属于小先知书里面。小先知并不表示它的地位比较低，而是因为它的篇幅比较小。
What's interesting about this book is we have a conversation between Habakkuk, who presents a problem to God, and God as he gives the answers to Habakkuk.
这里是描述到哈巴谷他跟神的对话他跟神说他的困难在哪里。
And even though this book is probably about 2,700 years old, it's a book that has a message that's still appropriate for us today.
虽然这本书大概有上千年的历史但是它里面的信息还是非常的重要。
Matter of fact, let's look at Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
我们先看哈巴谷书第一章第一节到第三节。
It says, the oracle which Habakkuk the prophet saw, how long, O Lord, will I call for help, and you will not hear? I cry out to you violence, yet you do not save. Why do you make me see iniquity and cause me to look on wickedness? Yes, destruction and violence are before me. Strife exists and contention arises.
先知哈巴谷所得的默示，他说，耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴呼求你，你还不拯救。你为何使我看见正面？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我面前，又起了争端和相争的事。
What I have often loved about this book is that Habakkuk starts with the two questions that all of us as believers at times will ask God.
我很喜欢这本书的原因就是哈巴谷开始这本书的时候他问了两件事情问神两件事情那我们如果是基督徒的话我们可能有时候也经常会问同样的两件事情。
Those questions are why and how long?
我们通常会问神说为什么然后第二个就是说还要等多久。
Because each of us in life at times have difficulties and things we don't understand and we ask God the question, why? Why is this happening?
我们如果做基督徒的时候我们经常会碰到这种问题到底为什么。
And sometimes as we struggle through these things like Job did in the book of Job, we may also ask God the question, how long? How long will it be until this problem is fixed?
就像约伯一样约伯也问同样的问题问神说为什么然后要多久
And maybe that is the case for you this morning because I don't know you perhaps you have had those questions in your own life asking the question why is this happening and how long will it be God before this is solved
对你来讲你可能也经常碰到同样的困难那你通常也会问神到底为什么然后还要等多久
Well in this bookHabakkuk is coming to God and says, God, here's a problem with your people. Your people are not living for you. They are not doing what is right.
哈巴谷在这里问神说，你的子民并不是照着你旨意在过活，那到底为什么会这样子？然后要等多久？
But the surprising thing for Habakkuk was, God answered his questions, but he answered him in a way that he was not expecting. He gave him a surprise answer.
但是神给他的回答有时候使他惊讶并不是照着他自己所想的神来回答他
Look if you would at verses 5 through 9 and let's see what he has to say to Habakkuk
看看这个第五节到第九节看看神怎么样回答他
He says to Habakkuk Look among the nations observe be astonished and wonder because I am doing something in your days you would not believe if you were toldFor behold, I am raising up the Chaldeans, that fierce and impetuous people, who march throughout the earth to seize dwelling places which are not theirs. They are dreaded and feared. Their justice and authority originate with themselves. Just verses 5 through 7.
Okay, 从五节到第七节。耶和华说，你们要向列国中观看，大大惊奇，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事。所以有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。我必兴起加勒底人，就是那残忍暴躁之民，通行遍地，占据那不属自己的住处。他威无可畏，判断和势力都任意发出。
He asks God a question, and God gives him an answer, but it's not the answer he was expecting.
他问神一个问题，神给他一个答案，但是神的答案并不是照着他所想象的给他所给的答案。
God agrees. There is a problem. He says, this is how I'm going to solve it. I'm going to bring the Chaldeans or the Babylonians against the people of Israel.
神的回答是说我要兴起别族的人来攻击以色列人。
Now, sometimes perhaps we ask things of God and we ask him in prayer to meet our need, but he does it in a way that we're not expecting.
有时候我们跟神祈求的时候神给我们的答案跟我们所想象的完全是不一样的。
Habakkuk had a problem with God's answer. God gave him an answer he was not looking for.
Habakkuk 对神给他的这个问题并不是非常让他喜悦的， 因为神给他的这个回答是跟他所想象的是完全不一样的。
We know this because of what Habakkuk says in verses 12 and 13. Please look there.
请大家看12跟13节。
He says, Are you not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? We will not die. You, O Lord, have appointed them to judge, and you, O Rock, have established them to correct. Your eyes are too pure to approve evil, and you cannot look on wickedness with favor. Why do you look with favor on those who deal treacherously, while you are silent with the wicked, while when the wicked swallow up those more righteous than they?
耶和华我的神我的圣者啊，你不是从亘古而有吗？我们必不致死。耶和华啊，你派定他为要刑罚人，磐石啊，你设立他为要惩治人。你眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶，行诡诈的，你为何看着不理呢？恶人吞灭与自己公义的，你为何静默不语呢？
The answer that Habakkuk gets from God is, I'm going to use the Babylonians to judge the people of Israel, but the Babylonians were a very wicked nation, a very cruel nation.
神对哈巴谷的这个回答是说，我要用巴比伦人来毁灭以色列人。巴比伦人是非常奸恶的外族。
And Habakkuk says, I don't understand God.How can you use someone that is more evil than the people of Israel to judge the people of Israel?
哈巴谷说，我不理解，你为什么要用外族的人来消灭以色列人呢？
He says, God, you're a holy God. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil like this.
他跟神说，神啊，你是圣洁的，你不能够看恶的为义的。
But obviously, Habakkuk had to learn a lesson.Just like we have to learn lessons when we are looking for answers from God.
但是哈巴谷需要学习说，他需要听从神的旨意。
So in chapter 2, Habakkuk says, I'm going to wait and listen for the answer from God.
在第二章里面，哈巴谷说，我要静静地等候神给我的回答。
And in this chapter, in verse 4 of chapter 2, God gives Habakkuk the most important answer in all of time.
在第二章的第四节，这个神给哈巴谷一个非常重要的答案。
At the end of verse 4, God tells Habakkuk, the righteous will live by their faith.
在第四节里面，的后半部，神告诉哈巴谷说，唯有义人会因信得生。
This statement that was told as an answer to Habakkuk was so important.That Paul used this statement in the book of Romans and the book of Galatians about the life of faith.
这一节的真理，保罗用在保罗的书信里面，同样的告诉我们神的这个看法。
You see, for you and me, every day God says, as a child of God, we are to live by faith.
神要求我们做他子民，要凭着信心而活。
This means we all don't always know all the answers.
这个很明显告诉我们说，我们有时候我们不知道这个答案。
This also means that when God does give us the answer, we may not even understand the answer that He gives us.
这个同时也告诉我们说，有时候神给我们答案，并不是照着我们想象的所给我们的答案。
And honestly, we're like Habakkuk. We don't like that.
我们有时候像哈巴谷一样，我们不喜欢神给我们的答案。
We live in America where we want to be comfortable. We want to have everything go just right.
我们住在这个美国的这个时代我们希望所有东西都照着我们的这个想法而发生。
Most of the Chinese that I meet in our city, they think of America as a perfect place with no problems.
我在中国的时候，很多我所接触到中国人都以为说美国是一个天堂，完全没有问题的地方。
But you live in America. You know this is not a perfect place. There are problems.
但是你现在你住在美国，你知道这不是真的。
There are difficulties that we face.
我们也碰到许许多多困难。
Now perhaps some of them aren't as difficult as the brothers and sisters face for their faith in China.
那当然，我们在这边可能比在国内的弟兄姐妹情况可能好很多。
But for you and me, we want to have answers, the right answers from God.
但是对我们来讲，我们很多时候我们想要从神那边得到我们所想要知道的答案。
And so God teaches Habakkuk that day, live by faith, trust me.
所以神提醒哈巴谷说，你要靠着信心来过活。
And in chapter 3, we have a wonderful statement by Habakkuk that shows us he learned that lesson.
在第三章里面，哈巴谷告诉我们他怎么真正的学到神要他学的功课。
Look at verses 17 and 18 of chapter 3, please.
请大家看17跟18节。
He says this, though the fig tree should not blossom, and there should be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there should be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exalt in the Lord, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
Habakkuk says this.
哈巴谷如此说,
he says, even if everything in life goes wrong, I'm still going to rejoice in God.
即使在我生活里面一切的事情都不如愿，我一样要依靠神。
I'm still going to look to the one who is in control of everything in my life.
我还是要仰望我的神。
And so if I was to give you one statement this morning from Habakkuk on what does it mean to live by faith, it would be this statement.
如果我今天能够告诉大家，从哈巴谷里面所讲的一个这个真理的话，就是这两节经节。
For you and me, walking by faith means we do what God says, even if we don't understand our circumstances.
意思就是说，即使我们在生命里面我们碰到的问题，我们不知道真正的答案，但是我们一样要凭着信心来行走。So
that means for you men, if you go to work tomorrow and they tell you you do not have a job anymore, we can still do what God says because He will take care of our needs.
如果明天你去上班的时候，老板告诉你说你已经被炒鱿鱼，你是不是还会继续走这个基督徒的信心的生活？
We don't always understand our circumstances with our health, with our jobs, with our children, with life.
我们在日常生活里面碰到许许多其他的困难，我们会有家庭的问题，在这个各个不同的领域里面都会碰到困难。But
walking by faith means we do what God says, even if we don't understand all of those things.
但是凭着信心而行，是说我们听了神所说的，我们愿意照着神所说的去做。
Would you turn to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, please?
请翻到希伯来书第十一章。Hebrews
chapter 11 is that great chapter on faith that lists many people who God uses as an example of lives of faith.
希伯来书十一章是关于信心的这一章，告诉说我们在 我们的先贤里面，各个不同的这个人物，他们怎么样凭着信心来过活。
I want to pick two more people to help us better understand this morning what does it mean to live by faith.
从这章里面，我希望用两个人物来说明怎么样靠信心而活。
Both of them are very familiar.
这两个人物大家应该都是很熟悉的。
The first one is Sarah.
第一位是莎拉。
If you would look at verses 11 and 12 of Hebrews chapter 11.
请看第11节跟第12节。
It says, By faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive seed even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, there was born even of one man, and him as good as dead, at that as many descendants as the stars of the heaven in number, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore.
因此信连莎拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因她以为那应许她的是可信的，所以从一个仿佛已死的人，就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。God
promised to Abraham and Sarah not only would they have a son, they would have so many children it would be like the sand by the seashore.
神给莎拉的应许不只是说你会有一个儿子，并且将来会有子孙如沙地那么众多。When
God made that promise to Abraham, how old was he?
当神向亚伯拉罕做这个应许的时候，他年岁到底多大？
He was 75 years old.
75岁。
That's a little old to be having a child.
对我们平常人来讲，这个可能是年纪稍微大了一点。
But God says you're going to have a son.
但是神的应许是说你会有一个儿子。
Your children will be like the stars at night, or like the sand by the seashore.
你的子孙会像天上的星星那么多，跟这个沙滩边的沙那么多。
But many many years went by with no child.
但是他等了许多的年但是没有看到这个应许的成就。哦，还没有看到这个应许的成就。
Perhaps being Chinese, you understand the joy of having a child because I've lived in a country where most people can only have one child.
Okay, 那如果你是从中国大陆来的话，你可能能够理解因为在中国大陆只准有一个孩子所以你会期盼的等着有这个孩子。
So for Abraham and Sarah, they waited and waited for God to bring this one child.
So 亚伯拉罕跟撒拉就在那边静静的等候。
But unfortunately, Abraham and Sarah tried to do what we sometimes try to do.
但是很可悲的亚伯拉罕跟撒拉有的时候他们像我们一样做了我们想要做的事情。
They tried to help God out.
他们想要帮助神。
How did they do that?
他们怎么样帮助神？
Remember Hagar?
记不记得哈该？
Sarah says, have a child by Hagar, then we will have this promised child.
撒拉就跟亚伯拉罕说那我们你可以跟这个哈该然后得一个儿子夏甲对不起。
But the question this morning is, does God need our help?
但是神需要我们帮助吗？
No, he doesn't need our help.
他不需要我们的帮助。
As a matter of fact, when Abraham and Sarah tried to help God, they really created a very big problem.
当亚伯拉罕跟撒拉想要帮助神的话，其实他们出现很多很多的问题。
Because the son that was born from Hagar and the son that was born of Sarah now to this day are very big enemies, two times.
今天我们知道在中东方这个产生的这个冲突跟这件事情是有很大的关联。
But God still says about Sarah that she believed in a God who is faithful.
但是他们说就是说这些经文告诉我们说他们相信神。
Matter of fact, a year before Isaac was born, angels came to Abraham to tell him, this time next year you will have a son.
在以撒生前的一年这个使者来告诉他说明年这个时候你的孩子会出生。
Do you remember what Sarah did?
你记不记得撒拉听到这个消息的时候她的反应是什么？
She did what some of you are doing right now. She laughed.
像我们一样我们可能会在嘲笑这些事情。
Abraham was in the tent with the angels, and Sarah was standing outside the tent trying to listen to what they were saying.
这个亚伯拉罕在这个棚子里面跟这个使者在谈话的时候，撒拉在棚子的外面。
And as she heard what they said, it says that she laughed.
她听到的时候，她就开始大笑。
And God said to her, "You laugh." She said, "No, I did not laugh."
神说你在笑，她说没有没有，我没有笑。
She was afraid.
她有点害怕。
Her husband, a couple of years before Abraham, he had laughed when God said he would have a child.
Okay, 那亚伯拉罕也同样的曾经笑过，但是神说，应许他说你会有一个孩子。
But God, for you and for me, is always true to His promises.
但是神的应许永远不会改变。
Even if His promise takes 25 years for it to come true.
即使他的应许有的时候可能需要25年的时间来成就。
And Sarah had to learn a hard lesson that you and I sometimes have to learn of what it means to walk by faith.
所以撒拉有的时候像我们一样要学习这个很困难的功课，怎么样能够静静的等候神，让神做他的工。
She had to learn that walking by faith means we do what God says, even if it doesn't seem to be working.
这表示说，当我们靠信心而活的时候，有的时候我们需要理解，说有的时候从我们人的眼光来看。似乎是不可能的事情，但是我们愿意照着神所说的来等候，来做。
Have you ever read your Bible? And sometimes when you read your Bible, it seems like it's just words on the page. It does not move your heart.
你有的时候读圣经的时候，有没有经历有这样的经历？就是说，有的时候你只看到白纸黑字，但是心里并没有真正的得到什么特别的感动。
Sometimes it seems like it's not working. Why do I read it and I feel like nothing is changing my heart?
有时候我会在这个思考，为什么我这读的是圣经，好像这个圣经的话对我没有什么关联，而且在我生活里面好像没有什么作用。
Or why is it that when sometimes we pray and it seems like God is not listening? We pray and pray, but where is God?
有很多时候我们在祷告，但是似乎神并没有在回答我们，到底神在什么地方？
And the truth is, He's right there.
但是就事实是神是永远存在的，他是无所不在。
But like Sarah, we had to learn to do what God says, even if it doesn't seem to be working.
但是像撒拉一样，我们有的时候需要静静的等候神，即使有的时候我们觉得好像似乎这个不是有什么作用。
There may be people that you are sharing the gospel with. You are telling them about Jesus Christ, and it seems like they are not willing to listen.
很多时候你想跟你的朋友传福音，但是好像他们听来听去都听不懂。
But the good thing is, as we share the word, it is not us that changes their hearts. We tell them the truth. God will change their heart.
但是我们需要理解，说当我们跟别人分享的时候，不是我们在做工，是神在做工。
I walked with a young man by the Yellow Sea in our city, a young man who was not a believer.
我那时候在黄海那边跟一个年轻的还没有信主的年轻人传福音。
And we had talked about the Lord many times, but he asked me a very important question.
我跟他谈了很多很多关于这个神的事情，他也问了我很多很多的问题。
He said to me, he said, can you prove to me that there is a God?
你可不可以证明给我看神在哪里？
And I said, no, I cannot prove to you that there is God. I can tell you that this is the truth, and this truth came from God.
我不能证明神给你看，但是我可以告诉你，这本圣经就是神的话，从里面你可以找到神。
And if you will read this truth, God will put faith in your heart to believe that this is the truth and that there's only one God.
你愿意读这个圣经里面的真理的话，你就会找到这位神。
So sometimes as we do God's work and we share the truth, we have to realize God is always at work in people's lives.
所以当我们想要做神的工作的时候，我们需要知道说神是随时在做工的。
But we look to one more person this morning, that's Abraham.
我们现在再看看亚伯拉罕的生命。
Would you look at verses 17 through 19 of the same chapter?
17节到第19节。
It says, By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, In Isaac your descendants shall be called. He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的。将自己独生的儿子献上，论到这儿子曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
Abraham has often been referred to as the father of faith.
亚伯拉罕经常被称为信心之父。
A man of great faith.
他是有很大很大的信心。
A man who, when God told him to go, he left everything and he went.
当神跟他说，你从你家乡离开到一个我要带你去的地方，他马上就跟着神所说的去做。
A man who had to wait until he was 100 years old before he finally got his first child.
他一直等到他到100岁的时候才得到他的第一个儿子。
But he was a man just like you and me.
但是他是像你跟我一样的人。
We know at least two times God records in the Bible that he lied to save his own skin, to protect himself.
我们知道他在年轻的时候曾经说过两次的谎，为了要保护他自己。
He had such a beautiful wife, he told her, wherever we go, you tell them, you are my sister, I am your brother, they will protect me then.
撒拉是非常漂亮的女子，所以他告诉她说，你在这个王的面前要说你是我的妹妹。这样才能够使我生命不会丧失。
She had to be incredibly beautiful because even when she was 75 years old, he asked her to lie again.
她一定非常的漂亮，因为当她在75岁的时候，亚伯拉罕叫她再讲一次同样的谎言。
And she did.
所以她照着亚伯拉罕所说的做。
But Abraham, even though he was a man like you and me,He was a man different than you and me because he was a man of great faith.
虽然他跟你我都是一个人，但是他跟我们是不一样的哈，他是有很大的信心的人。
Abraham did not realize that those 25 years he waited to have a son was just a preparation for the biggest test of his faith in his life.
亚伯拉罕虽然在九岁等了25年才得到他第一个儿子，但是前面还有其他的试验。
Abraham was given a son, and he loved that son.
他得到了他的儿子。
That son was everything to him.
这个儿子对他讲是他生命的一切。
That son was a great joy to him.
Great.
That son was a great joy to him. Yeah.
这个儿子给他带来很大的喜乐。
But one day God asked Abraham a question.
但是神有一天问亚伯拉罕一个问题。
Matter of fact, I didn't say that right. God didn't ask him a question. God told him, I want you to go do something.
其实神并不是问他一个问题，神是给他一个吩咐，我要你去做一件事情。
He said, I want you to take your son, and not just your son. He said, I want you to take your only son and go sacrifice him on a mountain.
我要你把你这个儿子，你唯一的最喜爱的儿子带到这个山上去，把他献给我。
You know the story very well.
你大概对这段故事非常的熟悉。
Genesis 22 gives us all the details of the story that we know.
创世纪二十二章里面记载了这件事情。
Abraham didn't argue with God.
亚伯拉罕并没有跟神这个辩嘴。
He did not complain.
他也没有跟神这个抱怨。
He did not say to God, I think this is a very bad idea.
他没跟神说这个是很不好的意见。
It says he got up early the next morning and he began his journey to obey God.
他告诉我们说第二天早上一大早他就起来，然后就预备走这段路程来这个顺从神给他的命令。
And this journey took 3 days.
这段这个路程走了3天的时间。
Now Abraham took his son Isaac and he took other men with him to help him on the journey.
他带了以撒跟他的仆人为了要走这段路程。
But only Abraham knew what God wanted him to do.
只有亚伯拉罕知道说神吩咐他要做什么。
Now, those of you that are fathers and even mothers this morning, think with me for a moment.
如果你是父母亲的话，你今天跟我一起来思考这件事情。
What would go through your mind for 3 days as you traveled when God has told you to take the life of your son?
如果是你的话，你如果听到神给你这样的吩咐的话，你心里会怎么样的想？
Would you have questions in your mind?
你会不会在心里面有这个问题？
Would you find yourself perhaps during the night when everybody else is asleep, would you find yourself crying and not understanding why God would take this one son from you?
你会不会在夜深人静的时候，你还没睡觉的时候思考这个问题，为什么神要我把这个儿子献上？为什么神要我把他的生命拿走？
You see, I say this because Abraham was a man just like you and me.
我如此说，因为亚伯拉罕跟你我都是一样，是人。
And it tells us in Genesis 22, when they got to the mountain, Abraham takes his son and the wood and the fire and begins going up the mountain.
亚伯拉罕带了他小孩以撒到了这个山上的时候，他就把柴跟他的孩子就带到这个山上去。
And Isaac asks him a question that probably had to be like a knife in his heart.
以撒问这个问题对他来讲是像一把刀插在他心里面一样。
He says to Abraham, he says, you have the wood, you have the fire, but where's the sacrifice?
他的儿子问这个问题，他说你有这个柴，然后你也有这个献祭的这个物，但是火，那但是这个献祭在哪里？
Now you think if your son asked you that question, if that would not hurt your heart tremendously.
如果你的儿子问你这个问题，你心里会不会受伤害？
But Abraham's faith was so great, he even said that God will provide a sacrifice. God will take care of this. He had no idea there would be a ram caught in the bushes.
但是亚伯拉罕信心非常的大，他说神会预备。
He got to the top of the mountain, he tied his son down, he had the knife in the air, and God stops him before he puts the knife in his son.
他把他的儿子绑在这个祭坛上把刀子举起来，那时候神让他停止。
Would God have taken his son's life?
神会不会拿走他儿子的生命呢？
Abraham believed he would.
亚伯拉罕相信神是会的。
But Abraham also believed something that was very amazing.
但是亚伯拉罕的信心是这么的惊奇，使人惊奇。
If you look at verse 19 of Hebrews 11, he believed something that had never happened before.
他相信在十九节里面从来以前没有发生过的事情，他 是相信的。
He believed that if he did take the life of his son in that sacrifice, that God could raise him from the dead, and that had never been done before.
他相信，即使这个他儿子的生命被取走，神还是有能力让他从死里复活。
So
这件事情是从来以前从来没有发生过的事情。
So when we look at Abraham, we consider this one thought of what it means to walk by faith.
所以当我们思想亚伯拉罕这件事情的时候，就让我们想一下，我们在日常生活里面怎么样能靠着信心而活。
If we're going to walk by faith, it means we do what God says, even if we don't feel like it.
这个就意思说，如果我们要凭着信心而活的话，我们需要学习像亚伯拉罕一样，要相信神所说的，不管环境里面的情况是怎么样。
There are children in this building today that maybe sometimes they will not feel like obeying their parents.
今天在我们教会里面，肯定有很多很多的小孩子们，他们可能不感觉到说他们愿意来顺从他们的父母亲。
I was a boy once. I didn't always feel like obeying my parents.
我也曾经做过小孩，很多时候我并不觉得我愿意来顺从我的父母亲。
But walking by faith for children is to obey the parents.
但是对小孩来讲，他如果要凭着信心而活的话，他就需要学习来顺从他的父母亲。
Husbands, if we are to love our wives, we have to love them every day, whether we feel like it or not.
如果做丈夫的，我们如果说我们爱我们的妻子的话，我们要爱我们妻子，不管如何。
And usually it's not because they are a bad person, it's because we don't know how to love like a wife loves.
并不表示说他们是好的或坏的人，但是很多时候我们并不感觉自己说想要去爱他们。
And wives don't always feel like submitting to their husbands, right?
对很多妻子来讲，他们并不觉得说他们要顺从他们的先生。
And not always do husbands and wives like to listen to each other because we think we know all the answers.
很多时候丈夫跟妻子之间也有沟通的问题，他们都不觉得他们愿意听另外一方面的这个想法。
But you see, in all of the parts of our life, to obey God, to walk by faith means we do it even when we don't feel like it.
可是靠着信心而活是说我们照着神所告诉我们去做，不管我们觉得是好还是不好。
Abraham, I am sure, did not feel like sacrificing his son.
亚伯拉罕跟撒拉绝对不会愿意或喜欢说愿意把儿子献上给神。
But he made an important choice of faith and said, I will obey God, even if I don't feel like it.
但是他们做了一个很重要的选择，就是选择要顺服神。
Tomorrow morning, or maybe this week, you will not feel like times obeying God the way you should.
明天早上或者过几天，你不一定会感觉说我愿意要来顺服神。
But when you choose to do the right thing, no matter how you feel, you are making a choice of faith, which will grow your faith like it did for Abraham.
但是如果你决定，不管我感觉是好还是不好，我愿意来跟随神所吩咐我的去做的时候，那我们就是凭着信心而活。
So Paul said to us in 2 Corinthians 5, we walk by faith, not by sight.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第五章十七节里面来提醒我们，我们是凭着信心而不是凭着眼见。
So what does that mean?
到底这个是什么意思？
As we looked at Habakkuk, that means we do what God says, even if we don't understand our circumstances.
像哈巴谷一样，我们不管环境情况是怎么样，他决定说要照神的话来做。
As we looked at Sarah, we learned it means we do what God says, even if it doesn't seem to be working.
我们看到撒拉的例子，虽然似乎神所说的好像在眼睛里面，在我们眼里面看来是行不通的，但是他愿意顺服神。
There are times when God may seem to be a long ways away.
有很多时候我们觉得神似乎在很远很远的地方。
But the truth is, he may be right there next to you.
但是事实是他可能就在你的身边。
And he wants to grow your faith.
他要帮助你在信心里面能够有成长。
Or like Abraham, it may mean that we do what God says, even if we don't feel like it.
或者像亚伯拉罕一样，他愿意照着神的吩咐去做，即使他心里面不一定会愿意。
Now, your pastor told me that normally this is a baptismal, but if I go too long, this will be a trap door and I will fall down it.
牧师告诉我说，这边这个背后这个是受洗的池。如果你这个讲你的信息太长的话，你说不定就会翻到底下去。
So I made sure I did not take too many steps backwards, and then I would disappear.
所以啊，我需要小心，让我不会跌进去。
But I want to give you something to think about as we've considered these truths from God's Word this morning.
啊，但是我今天希望借这个机会，能够把神的真理啊带到您当中来。
There may be times in your life and in mine when everything that we know from the Word of God doesn't seem to make sense as we face some difficult circumstances or troubles in our lives.
有很多时候我们在日常生活里面会碰到这些问题就是在我生命的当中我周围许许多多发生的事情似乎在我看完圣经之后好像是行不通的。
But when we face those,They are not comfortable times. They are difficult times.
很多时候，这个时候我们会觉得非常不舒服，是会非常困难的。
But those can be times when God uses it to grow your faith and my faith in a way that He could not grow it any other way.
像是神可以借着这些困难来帮助我们在信心里面成长，他不能够借着任何其他的方法来帮助我们。
So I end this morning with a song. I will not sing it because I do not know the music to the song, but the words of the song are very powerful.
我今天想在最后的时候跟你们分享一首诗我是不会唱因为这个诗的这个挺长的。
The song is called Bow the Knee. I will read it in English and our brother will give it to you in Chinese.
这首诗是叫做学习怎么样屈膝在神面前。
Says there are moments in our journey following the Lord when God illumines every step we take. There are times when circumstances make perfect sense to us as we try to understand each move He makes. When the path grows dim and our questions have no answers, turn to Him. Bow the knee, trust the heart of your Father when the answer goes beyond what you can see. Bow the knee, lift your eyes up to heaven.And believe the one who holds eternity. And when you don't understand the purpose of his plan in the presence of the king, bow the knee.
在我跟随神的旅程中，神在照亮我们的每一个步伐。有的时候，当环境看起来都是很顺利，也合乎我们的心意。但是有的时候但是当我们尝试来理解神的旨意的时候，当我们面前的路越走越黑的时候，我们的问题找不到答案的时候，我们当回到神的面前，学习屈膝，信靠神。当问题的答案，超出你所能看见的，屈膝在神的面前，学习仰望神，全然相信那位掌管万有的神。尤其在你无法彻透他完美的旨意的时候，在万王之王之前，我们当屈膝。
It has been a true joy to be with you this morning.
今天是对我来讲是一个很我非常喜爱的这个时候跟大家的分享。
For you and me this morning, though, the challenge will be when we walk out of this church and go to our homes.
但是对我们一个人来讲，我们的挑战是当我们离开这个教堂的这个建筑物之后，我们怎么样来活我们的生命。
And when we don't understand things and we still make the choice to bow the knee and trust in our God who is in control.
当我们没有办法完全理解的时候，我们会选择说我们愿意照着神的话来做。
That's when our faith will grow.
这是我们在信心里面能够成长的方法。
That's when our God will be most near.
这就是当我们神对我们在我们最靠近我们的时候。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Father, we do thank you so much for your kind grace to us every day.
我们是爱天父，我们谢谢你在我们当中给我们许多的这个祝福。
We do not deserve any good thing from you.
我们是不配的。
And yet it is your grace and your love that makes it all possible.
但是你的恩典使我们让这些事情能够成功。
We thank you for Jesus Christ.
我们为耶稣基督来感谢你。
We thank you for his sacrifice for us.
我们谢谢你，他为我们的命舍身。
We pray that our lives will be reflective of our love for you as we walk by faith.
我们希望我们的生命会彰显出你的荣耀。
May we be a bright light to those in this world who do not know Jesus Christ. May they see in our faith a God who is a great God. And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Hill. 然后我们来起立来唱回应的诗歌，我愿常见你。Let's stand and sing him, Be Thou My Vision.